This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Transmitted by wire.
Here is the latest news brought into your own living room.
You'll be hard to satisfy with anything less.
Let's give them something to talk about.
Talk is cheap.
Gib, gib, gib. Who is gossiping?
It's the John and Gordy Show.
This is Hi-Fi Plus.
And that's the way it is.
We'll do it live.
On 92.7 FM WMDX. Take it away, boys.
All right. Okay. You got it. And this portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show is brought to you by Brillo Mattress. You can sleep better, you can dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. Find them on Madison's east side or west side or online at verlo.com and ask about their lifetime guarantee on their mattresses.
Beautiful.
Yes. All right. It's cold this morning, John.
It really is. It's a feel-like temperature of 18 below.
I think you're making that up.
I did. I just made that up, but it feels like that.
Okay.
To me.
To you. Okay. It's 15 degrees, actually, and the high today is expected to be about 20.
Hey, we got the big story coming up here.
Yeah,
big story. But first, I see a headline.
Yeah.
We live or die. James Carville has a plan to force the GOP's implosion.
Okay.
We're waiting, James. Start the process, please.
Really?
God, what is going on? That guy, you know, he just makes these huge statements. Never see anything from them, though.
Hmm.
Why don't we get into the president-elect and his big lie. You know, he wants to start off with a big lie immediately.
Day one.
And I mentioned disaster capitalism. You take advantage of a situation.
Mm-hmm.
And the situation, of course, is New Orleans and Las Vegas. And he shared anti-immigrant misinformation about a minute after New Orleans, right? I mean, and you know where he got this misinformation from? Fox News. He was watching Fox News, so he used what he heard on Fox News, came out with an official statement. This is the eventual president of the United States listening to Fox News, getting his news there, and then making things up after that, blaming the attack on immigration.
He watches it all the time, 24/7, apparently.
He does.
You know, happened in the middle of the night, right?
And then, of course, he insisted that everything he predicted and said, he was right about. He was right about everything. After wrongly, again, tying the New Orleans attack to immigration. It's driving me crazy. The coverage of this is just insane because the right wing, the MAGA, seem just determined to make it an immigration issue. You can't get them off of it. And I've also often said this about Democrats. If the Democrats just pick one or two things that they could just push for the next 20 years, you got to start now. But if you just push it, and every time you have an interview with whoever it is about whatever subject it is, mm-hmm. always bring up the agenda you want, no matter what. Just bring it out of the clear blue and start talking about it.
And that's what
the MAGAs do.
Yes.
Now, here's Trump lying at the most critical time after this attack, along with comments from House Speaker Mike Johnson, and I've got a cut here with all of these individuals saying something, and political MAGAs, including, get this, Oklahoma State Superintendent Ryan Walters. We've talked about him with busted pencils.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted Bibles in the schools and being taught in the schools. And what he said was that the public school teachers are the ones responsible for domestic terrorism. So let's listen to this. This is a compilation of all these individuals again: Trump, Mike Johnson, and Ryan Walters. Let's listen.
Donald Trump put out a statement on social media earlier today that reads as follows. When I said that the criminals coming in are far worse than the criminals we have in our country, that statement was constantly refuted by Democrats and the fake news media, but it turned out to be true. The crime rate in our country is at a level that nobody has ever seen before. Our hearts.
Untrue. And you have to have a nice, decent person in office. It makes a big difference. I mean, look at the message he sent out on Truth Social about the tragedy that happened on New Year's in New Orleans. He's blaming immigrants. The guy guilty of it was not an illegal immigrant, but he's blaming them. He's a president-elect, straight up lying and spreading hate. The guy was a U.S. citizen. He was in our military. He was a real estate agent. He was from Texas, but Trump doesn't care. We have a president-elect who doesn't care about the f***ing facts. Straight up lying and spreading hate. Why are you doing this? You won the f***ing election.
Things, they tried to convince us that the greatest threat to the homeland was racially motivated extremism when we all looked at the wide open border and thought logically that that might lead to terrorist attacks in the future.
No.
You know, we need a dramatic change and we cannot get President Trump here soon enough.
You know, you were saying a few moments ago you can't take him literally. Why shouldn't you take the president of the United States literally? Isn't that sort of a baseline expectation that he should stick to the facts?
I think, look, in this particular instance, and I didn't see the exact language he used in the social posts. I don't think he was saying that this individual crossed illegally, or if he was, it was based on initial reporting that was incorrect, that somebody had crossed.
You can show it up on screen again. I mean, he's talking about the...
But he has a valid point.
He's blaming Biden's open borders policy.
And again...
He's talking about that on Truth Social. I mean,
but does he tie it directly to this
particular?
When I
said that the criminals coming in are far worse than the criminals we have in our country, that statement was constantly refuted by Democrats and the fake news media. But it turned out to be true. Not in this case. What he is saying in that Truth Social post is false. That is false.
He's not saying that this individual crossed the border illegally,
right.
But there were 400 people on the terrorist watch list.
Of course, but when there's an act of terrorism in this country, the incoming president should tell the truth to the American people.
Yeah.
I mean, that is just, isn't that what the president should do at all times?
He's talking about securing the border, and he believes, and I think the data bears out, that he won the election partially because
I mean, I just have to say, here he goes again. He talks about everybody else being fake news, and he's the one peddling fake news. But
we all know that for the last 4 years, the Biden administration has been completely derelict in its duty. The congressional Republicans, we here in the House and the Senate, have repeatedly asked the DHS under the Biden administration about the correlation, the obvious concern about terrorism and the wide open border.
And yet they're coming into this country free. They've been handled at the border now, Cheryl. If only 10% got through that we didn't know about of 55,000, that's 5,500 special terrorists, potential terrorists, that are in this country. And Mayorkas and company, as you know, they said, we've got operational control of the border. He's been saying that forever.
You know, you have schools that are teaching kids to hate their country, that this country is evil. You have the teachers unions pushing this on our kid. The radical left wants people to hate this country. They've completely destroyed the integrity of the FBI by making them more concerned about DEI than about protecting Americans. And look, this is a real uncomfortable truth. You know, I know the left is going to lose their mind. We cannot allow our schools to become terrorist training camps. That's why we are getting back to the basics here in Oklahoma, to make sure that our kids love this country, understand American values, understand the role that the Constitution, the Bible, the Declaration of Independence played in American history, because we want patriots. And that's got to be the focus of our schools.
Right. Yeah, it sounds like propaganda to me, right-wing propaganda to me. God. He says teachers have turned classrooms into terrorist training camps.
Yeah, that's
amazing. That's the
superintendent
of public schools in
Oklahoma.
Good luck, folks. You know, you would think maybe the, you know, colleges across the country would look skeptically at students coming out of Oklahoma.
Perhaps.
I would.
Sam, did you have something?
Well, I was going to say, because I'm doing grad school online to become a teacher. I didn't even know that I was training to become a terrorist.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
You better look at that curriculum.
Yeah.
Check it out. We have Dick on the line here. Our number is 608-879-8255. Dick, go ahead with your comment or question. Good morning.
Well, the last clown you were just playing, talking about the FBI is failing and everything. First of all, we all know where it'll go if you don't look at your daily briefs. And guess what? A guy that he appointed, Christopher Wray, before the Senate early this year, right back in May, I believe he said the number one thing going forward to be concerned about is domestic terrorism. But, of course, he drove this man out of office already before he takes office. And I really do fear the fact that the guy will pay no attention to good information and something really bad could happen.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. They have discounted domestic terrorism completely only because they're right-wingers committing the domestic terrorism. So they want to divert attention away from that to the immigrants. That's what they're doing. So it's I agree with you 100% on that, Dick. All right.
Dick, thanks for that call.
Yeah. And this is a post from Stephen Miller, the Goebbels impersonator.
Mm-hmm.
He posted this. Islamist terrorism is an import. It is not homegrown. It did not exist here before migration brought it here. Mm. I don't know if Stephen Miller's familiar with the internet. But
maybe he's not.
It didn't have to be imported here in a boat.
He doesn't know about the tubes.
Yes, the series of tubes. Or the dump truck where they put all that information. God, I wish I had that. Do we have that?
The internet is a series of tubes.
Oh, man, I do love that. And then here's an update, but this was a new statement from Donald Trump.
Okay.
With the Biden open borders policy, I said many times during the rallies and elsewhere that radical Islamic terrorism and other forms of violent crime will become so bad in America that it will become hard to even imagine or believe.
Okay.
That time has come, only worse than ever imagined. So that's his latest statement. He's sticking to the immigrant problem. And, you know, immigrants are training our military now. These are two military people, by the way, in New Orleans and in Las Vegas.
Former military,
yeah.
Yes.
Well, one was former military. The other guy is currently military serving in Germany at the time. But he was here on a pass, I guess, back home. And he decided to do that. By the way, his family is kind of surprised because this guy is hardcore military, hardcore Trump, but at the same time, they thought the explosives that he used on the Cybertruck,
right?
Too minor.
This
guy would have definitely packed that thing with explosives.
Yeah, they said he was an expert. So this was kind of amateurish,
small time stuff.
What he was doing.
So they didn't think something was wrong with the story for them anyway.
Yeah,
it wasn't bad enough.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see here. The law enforcement confirms Livelsberger, that's his name, was in active duty in Germany and on leave. His wife hadn't heard from him. And now a German source from his unit claims that Livelsberger was a Trump and Ilan supporter, not an extremist, but a steady believer. The plot thickens.
Mm, boy.
We'll see what happens as time moves on.
Okay. 7:18. Coming up in about 10 minutes, we will get into the Max Inc. preview for the weekend with Jimmy K. It's coming up right around the corner. John and Gordy.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
The Wisconsin landscape is lit up by a million shining stars. I am traveling up the Edens to the land of the under 21 bars. I'm going to Cheeseland, Cheeseland, the Dells in Door County. I'm going to Cheeseland. Rednecks in trailers with families, and we are going to Cheeseland.
92.7 WMDX.
Cheeseland. Cold, cold, cold out there this morning, and to tell us just how cold it's going to be, we have Brittany Merlot, our Civic Media meteorologist, with us this morning.
Hi,
good morning,
Brittany.
Good morning. Good morning. Yeah, that frozen tundra is going to be representing on Sunday. That's
yeah,
for sure.
That's right. Yes, yeah. Against the Bears.
Mm.
Yes. Oh,
big
we're
game.
Going to totally crush them.
Noontime game, I believe. So, yeah.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Yep. Looks like those temperatures are going to be highs of about 21 degrees, but with the winds at about 10 miles per hour, the highs will really be feeling more like 9. So feeling 0 to 9 degrees throughout that game, from tailgating to the time you leave.
Now remember, the Packers have always done really well with really cold temperatures. Right?
I love that.
Isn't that crazy?
It's true.
Yeah. It's strange because of course the cast has changed since the old days, but yeah, they always seem to do well in the cold weather.
Yeah. There's something about Lambeau, I tell you. The energy there, the vibe there, it's wonderful.
Did you hear Aaron Rodgers is talking about retiring now? He's opening the door to that.
Well, he better.
Oh, yeah. He's like, I don't know about next year.
I don't think so. He's hedging his bets. He's really getting fired.
Yeah, right. Anyway.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I know. He's a real head case, isn't he? Are we embarrassed or not? I think we are.
A little bit, yeah.
All right, so today, though, it's just going to stay cold all day and pretty much for the weekend. And any light at the end of the tunnel next week?
Well, there's a lot of sunshine on the tunnel this weekend to help you battle the cold. But yes, we do have some 20s returning by Monday, but it's only temporary. We do drop back down again midweek next week. So a little bit of two cold snaps, I'd say, kind of back to back. But we are missing a major, major snow and ice storm down in the south. So that's good news. As we sit here dry and pretty and a little bit cold, they're going to be dealing with some crazy weather down there.
Well, yeah, I think that's it has something to do with their politics. So,
well, no, there
that's
you go, then.
That's a huge storm that's going south of us.
Yes.
Right?
It is.
They're looking at anywhere from 1 to 2 feet. I think the hardest hit area is probably going to be Nebraska and then northern Missouri. Mm-hmm. But ice all the way from Kentucky to Illinois to Indiana. It's sloppy. It's a big one.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
it seems awful cold out there. I mean, you know, with this wind, are we going to get some kind of relief from this extreme wind that we have?
No, not till Sunday. It's going to stay breezy today and tomorrow and cold. So, layers, bundled up, stay inside, all that jazz. Well,
thank you.
All right.
Thanks
a lot. Thanks, Brittany.
Have a good weekend.
We'll talk to you Monday, right?
Thanks.
All right. Okay, that's Brittany Merlot, our civic media meteorologist.
Love talking to her.
Mm-hmm. And this portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. You can go to the east side location or west side, or just check everything out at verlo.com.
You know, she makes us feel so good about bad weather, doesn't she?
I know. That's what she does.
I love that. Yeah. All right, now let's get to something that I think is really important. Again, this is the immigrants who are responsible for New Orleans and Las Vegas, okay? And there is an individual on Fox News in one of the talk shows that they have, Tarlov. I don't know what her first name is. Anyway, she is the one liberal that they...
They always have one, right?
Yes, they like to just criticize constantly and object to no matter what she says. They're making sure that whatever she is saying is unheard.
Who would ever want that job?
Nobody.
Well, somebody's got to do it. And I, a big congratulations for making that cast. But anyway, here, let's listen to this. This is a little chaotic, but at the same time, you understand that she is saying the truth, and they're trying to cover it up with their dumbass comments. Let's listen to this.
We need to make sure that we have the right facts, and the right facts were that the guy in New Orleans was an American. He wasn't an illegal crossing.
Nobody's saying he wasn't.
That's not true. There have been Republicans who have been on TV today talking about how this is an open border.
I'll call them myself.
You call them. That is an open border
problem.
Not
mutually exclusive. That's not a mutually exclusive problem. You can have someone who's homegrown,
radicalized.
But you
know what they're trying to do. They're trying to conflate
terrorists.
It. They're trying to make it out to be that it is a demonization undocumented people. That's what it was supposed to be. That's why you talked about it going to.
And we
but these aren't undocumented people. These are Americans. 75%
of the arrests in New York City are illegals. Let's stop playing games.
Move the goalposts. Move it as far as you Sugar Bowl wide. Whatever.
Whatever.
Wow. That's...
Just to make sure that, you know, she does at least get to say something in opposition.
Talk all over her.
I know.
Understand what she's trying to say.
It's just the fact that, well, there's this immigration population in New York City.
Yeah.
It doesn't have anything to do with what we're talking about. New Orleans, Las Vegas, that's the subject matter.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to see Fox News turn into a fistfight live someday. That'd be so funny. I would watch it then. I would watch it just for that.
Like Jerry Springer? Just everybody going crazy?
Well, you know,
crazy?
Jeanine Pirro.
Oh, yeah.
It would just be so much fun to see her. I mean, she's usually sloshed when she's on that show, right? I mean, she's, you know, she's high as a
kite. She had a few, yeah. I haven't watched her in a long time. I don't know.
She seems like she'd be...
fun at a party?
Fun at a party, but yeah, but she could enter the World Wrestling ring.
Oh, sure.
And do a pile driver, you know?
Why not? Yeah, they let anybody in there now.
Linda McMahon.
Jeez. Yeah.
Let's
Department of Education.
I'd like to see
out.
Them have a match.
Really?
Course, but they're on the same side.
Ah.
So they wouldn't certainly try to injure each other.
Okay.
But this whole thing, that happened in New Orleans, you know, it's so sad now that we're finding out more and more about the individuals that were killed. A lot of young men with dreams, and, you know, they showed some of the kids playing with their favorite stuff at home. And, boy, it just hits home. It really is just outrageous that something like this could occur in this country, but it's going to. And the barricades, you know, they were thinking about putting barricades up for the Super Bowl.
Oh, sure. Well, Super Bowl and for the Sugar Bowl.
Oh, no, for the Sugar Bowl.
Yeah.
Is it both? Or?
Yeah, actually, it is both. Yeah, okay. They're going to have the Super Bowl there.
Yeah, so they definitely wanted the barriers up for that.
Mm-hmm.
And they should have done this a long time ago around that area because it's always crowded.
Yes. Yeah. Hey, coming up next, after we get some news and the Midwest Farm Report, we'll have Jimmy Kay with a Max Inc. preview.
Mm-hmm.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
I need good music. Good music. It always feels so good to hear good music. I need good music.
Who is that?
That's Joan Jett, isn't it?
Yeah.
You gave me the song.
I know. I forgot. But, you know, I'm thinking, geez, you know, Joan Jett has a little more edge than that. But, all right.
I saw her once up at in the Dells.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Was she really with the Runaways or just with the Blackhearts?
Just her own band.
Her own band, okay.
Yeah. She was really good, actually.
Yeah.
It's 7:35.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, no doubt. Time for our Max Inc. preview, and sitting in for Rocker today is Jimmy Kay. Jimmy, thank you for coming in.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Gordy.
Hey.
It's great to see you guys.
I love listening to you in the evening, especially, you know, when I'm driving into work. I get to catch a repeat of the program, and I just love the music. It kills me. You know, I just want to know all the songs. I want to know all the groups, and I want to know more about them. Oh, man, you know, it's a good program.
It's,
I love it.
It's a lot of fun. I mean, it's so surprising how much good music is here in Madison and around the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah.
So many people, and Rocker said it, you know, several times, it's world-class music that we play here from Wisconsin on the radio Saturday night. So.
Yeah. No
and
doubt.
You know, we finally had a place for that music, and that's right here at the station. And
we appreciate that.
Now, let's get a Rocker update here.
Yeah.
You've talked to him or been in touch with him a little bit. I think a lot of his listeners know, but maybe some of our listeners don't. There was an incident, a medical emergency that happened.
He had a heart attack.
Last Thursday.
Major heart attack.
While he was playing, while the band was playing at Gamma Ray. Right?
Yeah, at the Gamma Ray Bar here in Madison, Iron Plow was playing with Super Tanker. It was the Max Inc. holiday party, and I was not there, unfortunately, but the stories I hear that, you know, he was drumming during an Iron Plow song. He collapsed. People jumped to action to help him out. The response time from Nico, Rocker's son, Kevin Wilmot, the owner of the Gamma Ray, all took immediate action with CPR. Mm-hmm. There was another nurse that was in the crowd or came over from next door or something like that to pitch in with the CPR. Mm-hmm. And, mm-hmm. you know, the paramedics, from what I hear, arrived super fast, within 5 minutes, and got him to the hospital. It's pretty scary. Any situation where there's a cardiac event is horrible. But when you're in a public place like that, you're kind of reliant on the public to know what they're doing.
Chaos
and stuff
going on, and everything just worked out perfectly. And he's doing fine now. He had the surgery, stents, and a defibrillator installed. So
he's back home. He's resting. Mm-hmm. He posted a picture on Facebook yesterday with him and Dash, his little dog.
Yeah, I saw that.
Marky dog. And
right.
I'm sure Alice is keeping everything in order for Rocker and making sure he follows the doctor's orders, you know.
Well, we wish him all the best.
We really do.
Hope he gets well soon. And
it was quite the shock. I mean,
oh my gosh,
And the outpouring of support and love from the music community has been outstanding. I mean,
I can imagine.
I can only imagine how humbling that is for Rocker.
Right.
And it's crazy. I mean, and there might be some good stuff that comes out of this too, because there's talk from Kevin at the Gamma Ray. He's organizing with other venue owners and bar owners in that area, so everybody can have a defibrillator in their venue and get trained on CPR. So when an emergency like that comes up, you know, the right people can step in and do the right thing.
Yeah. Absolutely, and I understand they're very simple to understand. You know, the public defibrillators that they have out there now, and you know, a lot of businesses do have them, but not enough, I think. Yeah. So this is a good idea, a great idea, actually, taking off. Well, you know, tell us about how you and Rocker got together, started this whole thing.
Wow, that's quite the story. I mean, it goes back to, I believe, 2010, 2011. My buddy Eric and I, we were hosting an internet radio metal show on an internet radio station out of Kansas City. Last Crack was playing at Scats, a big reunion show in Middleton. So I chased Rocker down, and he ignored me like three times, initial request for interviews. But he finally came over to my house. We got him on the air to talk about Last Crack and what he does with Maximum Music Magazine. Mm-hmm. And he loved it. He was like, I like completely hooked him into radio. And a couple of weeks later, he came to me. He's like, hey, I want to start an internet radio station. Let's do it.
Wow.
And Max Inc. Radio was born basically in my basement with Rocker and I. And we grew the internet radio station. We had a small but loyal listening base. And people were sending us music. They were excited that local music was being, you know, focused on and promoted. You know, because, you know, local musicians, they look for anything to get their music and their name out there. So,
Well, you know, that was in the earlier days of the internet, so there wasn't that much information out there for people to find you. How did you advertise? How did you get the message out?
Mostly
there?
In Maximum Meek Music Magazine. I mean, the two really went together.
Okay.
You know, Rocker did every month when Rocker put out the magazine in his letter for the people column, he would always mention Max Inc. Radio, the happenings. We would try to, you know, book shows or tag on the shows presented by Max Inc. Radio just to get the word out there. And we were doing, at the time, basically the show that we do today came from the Jimmy K show as far as the format and what we do, live music and stuff. We did that live at the Wisco here in Madison for a number of years, too. Mm-hmm.
The Max Inc. magazine was really good.
I love the Max Inc. magazine.
Yes.
Miss it. I delivered the magazine for many years here in Madison. Rocker and I would go to Milwaukee together and deliver the magazine out in the Milwaukee area in the Bay Area.
And it would be up around the Dells, too. Page. I'd see it all the time.
Yeah. Can't forget that front page.
Yeah.
It was great. Truly a statewide paper. Yeah. As far as the cover, John, you know, bands loved it when they got on the cover of Max.
Absolutely.
And we made a big deal of it. You know,
if
somebody was on the cover before delivery, we'd sit in Rocker's garage and take a selfie with the magazine, you know, look who's on the cover of Maximum Inc. this year. And the artist would just get super excited, super appreciated. And people, you know, it was just a way to drive people to get to the store to pick up their copy of Maximum Inc.
Right.
Well, it's a great story, but Let's get to what's happening this weekend.
We got Max Inc. Radio Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight with yours truly, Jimmy K., Terry Barr. Rob Roberts is going to fill in for Rocker this week. We're not going to do Live in the Lair this week. Mm-hmm. In fact, Live in the Lair might be on hiatus until Rocker gets back because he's the sound guy. He's the one that makes it all sound good. Yeah. This week's guest, though, we got a great show planned up. Michael Gnome, the creator of Joey Song, will join us in studio to tell us about the Freezy Man Music Festival. Joey Song fights epilepsy with music in memory of Joseph Gnome, who died in 2010, just shy of his fifth birthday, after suffering a debilitating form of epilepsy called Dravet syndrome. This is a multi-day music event called Freezy Man supports families by raising funds to support the critical research needed to find treatments and cures for epilepsy. Some of the artists that are coming to Madison to play at Freezy Man Music Festival are the Know-It-All Boyfriends. That's on January 8th at the Majestic.
What's it? Know-It-All Boyfriends?
The Know-It-All Boyfriends. We'll talk about them in just a second here. On January 9th at the Sylvie, it's Portugal, The Man, The Nielsen Trust featuring Rick Nielsen from Cheap Trick, Kenny Hoopla, and Letters to Cleo. On January 10th at the Sylvie, it's the Silver Sum Pickups, Vicky and Debbie Peterson from the Bangles, Eve wow. Six, Belly, and Hodgins and White Wisconsin Cheese Capades, which is kind of interesting name.
Cheese Capades.
Right. And then all those artists are going to get together on January 11th at the Sylvie for the big show. It's a once-in-a-lifetime event, all while raising money to support the critical epilepsy research needed to find treatment and cures. Now, the Know-It-All Boyfriends, they are a super group of legendary musicians like Wally Ingram and Pat McDonald from Timbuk3.
Oh, wow.
Songwriter Freddie Johnston and Duke Erickson and Butch Vig from Garbage. Yeah. Let's hear a cut from the Know-It-All Boyfriends. This is their song, Ramp It Up. Cowbell in there.
I like it. So who's in this group again? Butch Vig.
Yeah, Butch Vig and Duke Erickson from Garbage.
Right.
Pat McDonald and Wally Ingram from Timbuk3.
Yeah.
Freddie Johnson. There's a couple other big names that kind of come in. It's one of those super groups where they kind of interchange parts throughout wherever they are in time and whatever.
Is Timbuk3 still together?
I don't know that much about that band, so I really don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just curious.
You can tell the productions.
Yeah,
good.
Really good.
Bush Vig, of course, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And we got a note here from Gordy's neighbors.
Oh, yeah? What do they have to say?
We miss the Max Inc. obituaries.
Oh, the Rockstar death notices.
The Rockstar death
notices.
It says maybe bring that back to the John and Gordy show.
Because we really need to entertain more people with it. Yes,
the Rockstar death notice. Okay. We'll take that into account.
Popular? Yeah.
From what I understand, the Rockstar Death Notices was one of the most popular columns in Maximum Inc. I don't know why people loved the tabloid. Yeah. But it's not even a tabloid. It was just the paying tribute to those that we've lost in the music community. So but a lot of people loved reading that column. That's for sure.
Okay.
All right.
What else you got for us?
Another guest that's going to join us tomorrow here in studio is Rihanna Marie tomorrow night here on Max Inc. Radio. She is a songwriter originally from Lancaster, Wisconsin. She lived in Nashville for a while. She's back in Madison performing music now. Her new album, NASCAR, is dropping Friday, January 17th at Cargo Coffee East here in Madison with special guest 11-year-old superstar Paige Keebler. She was on the show not too long ago. There's a podcast available right now at maxincradio.com. Let's check out Rihanna Marie's new single from her new album, NASCAR. This song is called Tortoise and the Hare.
They always say play the long game, it'll pay off in the long run.
such a great vocal.
It really is. I love the harmony on that. That is really interesting.
Terrific voice.
Rihanna Marie. You can find her on Facebook and Spotify, and just search her for her name, Rihanna Marie Music, and you can join her or listen to her tomorrow night.
Actually, it has a kind of a Timbuktu3 sound.
It does. Yeah, so, a little bit of that. Yeah,
just by coincidence.
Mm-hmm. And Terry Barr will have some bar notes for us tomorrow night, and hope you all get to join us tomorrow night, 6 to midnight here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Hey, I wanted to touch on a couple of charitable things that are happening here in Wisconsin. We got a little time here.
Got a couple of minutes here, and then we got some more on the other side of the break.
All right, so the Wisconsin Area Music Industry, or the WAMIs, are now open for nomination and registration. The WAMIs, a volunteer organization committed to the education and the acknowledgement of individuals within the Wisconsin music industry. You can get more information about the WAMIs at WAMI.org. Also, the MAMAs, the Madison Area Music Association, registration and nomination process is open right now for the 2025 season. The deadline is January 31st. Now, the MAMAs is a nonprofit, volunteer-backed charitable organization committed to giving every child the gift of music by providing financial support and resources in youth music programs, raises awareness and the need to preserve the support of existing or keeping music education alive in schools, recognizing the achievements and the outstanding Madison area music students, the music educators, and the musicians, and providing this general support of the Madison music scene. You get more information, make a donation that's just tax deductible at themamas.org. That's themamas.org. Another great charity you might want to check out is the Harmony for Healing. This is a fundraiser to help the United Way of Dane County's fundraiser supporting the families of the Abundant Life Christian School shooting that happened last month. There's two shows, both at the Red Rooster here in Madison. And the first show is Sunday, January 5th. It's featuring a bunch of artists, also Sunday, January 12th. One of the bands that are playing is Frank Bush. And I hear some music. I think we're going to get that on the other side.
Yep. Yes, we'll find out more right after this on John and Gordy.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Let me tell you about my hometown. It's the capital of the state. I'll have to brag a little bit, but I really won't exaggerate. Big M-A-D-I-S-O-N, Madison, Madison, that's my hometown. Madison, Madison, that's my hometown.
92.7 WMDX, and this is Madison, our hometown.
And Jimmy Kay is still with us here in for Rocker. With
what
the Max
song was
preview.
That bumper from?
Sam?
That was John would know better than me. That was from...
That's a promotional disc made for WISM radio AM station that used to be in the area. Now it's WTDY. But yeah, they produced that song, a jingle for their radio station.
It's pretty fancy.
It's cool.
I loved it, actually.
I know. Right, there are verses talking about the radio station following that. But yeah, that's kind of nice. Nice catchy tribute to the city.
Catchy little song, yeah, for sure.
So, Jimmy, what else is going on here? What do you got for us?
I just want to kind of recap the fundraiser for the Abundant Life Christian Families, the school shooting that happened last week. There is a fundraiser, two shows happening at the Red Rooster. The first show is Sunday, January 5th. It's featuring a bunch of artists like Sortin' the Mail, The Rumble, Hi-Fi Commons, and TJ Stone. The second show is Sunday, January 12th at the Red Rooster, featuring Between Two Lakes, Josh Becker, and Michael McCall, and of course Frank Bush, a legendary, awesome musician from the Madison area here. Let's check out a Frank Bush song right now. This is All My Life from Frank Bush.
Now that's kind of stuff I love listening to.
I figured you'd like that, John.
Yeah, that's a great song.
And Frank Bush, of course, he has a lot of great songs, and the country motif or genre is really good. You can get more information about Harmony for Healing by just searching the Facebook for Harmony for Healing, or go to the Red Rooster Facebook page or website to get more information about that, and they could definitely use your help.
I think Gordy tuned it up because it had a banjo in it. Is that...
Not a fan of the banjo usually, but in the background. What?
You're the second person in the last week has told me they don't like a banjo. Why?
What happened?
I don't know. It's never appealed to me. Really? Maybe it's ever since dueling banjos, you know, and well, Deliverance.
That'll do it to you.
That scarred me for life.
I understand when that came out. Listening to a Billy Joel song.
Oh boy.
All right.
You know, it's Winter Fest season here in Wisconsin, and the Majestic, they put on a couple of fests throughout the winter season. They have the Jazz Fest. They have a Metal Fest. They also have the Wisconsin Funk Fest, and that's at the Majestic Theater Saturday, January 11th. This year, the funky lineup includes Hot Like Mars, the Funky JBs with the awesome Joey B. Banks on drums, and this band, the Mama Dig Downs Brass Band. Oh. Here's their song, Palm Court Strut.
All right.
Love the big band sound of this.
Oh, I know. The drumming is unbelievably great.
Absolutely. Sounds like they're out on a basketball court.
Excellent.
That's good stuff.
So get out, support your local music scene, go see a show, and of course, check out Max Inc. Radio tomorrow night, Sunday night, 6 to midnight. Rocker is off, but we'll hold down the fort, and we'll have some fun on a Saturday night.
And your show is great listening to your show. What time is that on?
6 to midnight. So we'll be live here in studio.
When you play all those songs together, right? I mean, you have like a radio program.
That's
6 to midnight?
Correct.
All right, man. It seems to be a little shorter when I listen to it.
Right. Well, I mean, we're going to be live in studio here until 9 p.m. tomorrow night. So 6 to 9, the three of us. And then Rob has after hours from 9 to midnight.
Right, he does.
Right.
Yep.
And if people want to find out more about Max Inc. Radio?
Yeah, you get all the information. You get all the podcasts. There's been so many great interviews in 2024. You just go to maxincradio.com, or you could go to civicmedia.us and click on the Max Inc. Radio page. Of course, get the app. Get the Civic Media app on your phone. Tickets and email.
Jimmy K., thanks for bringing
quite a list of songs.
The update on Rocker. Glad to hear he's home. Getting better.
I can't wait for him to be back.
Yep. And we appreciate it.
Yeah.
Appreciate you guys.
Thank you for coming in.
All right. And that's going to do it for us for this Friday and for this week. We hope you have a great weekend. We'll be here bright and early Monday morning. John and Gordy.
Take care.
Right here. So long.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.